Greetings, Saints. Many blessings to you. Thank you for joining us today for the Unleavened Bread Bible Study. And thank you, Father, for making this opportunity. Thank you for opening our eyes to the things that are coming. And we know that you're working all things together for our good. And we love you and we praise you, Father. Thank you for the victory that Jesus gave to us at the cross. Amen. All right, I'm going to continue with beasts to bring in the harvest, number 3. In this first revelation, we called it Seek Me Now. Tiana Fire, 1:18-23. I started feeling God's presence and had this urge to write down what was coming to me in the Spirit, so I did. He said, I am wanting vessels who want to remain until the end to go through all that is about to come on the world. In my peace, love, and my joy, manifesting and witnessing to the world of my Son in his power and glory and might. This world is desperate for my Son, and my Son is who they are going to get. All alive on the earth will be given the choice to reject or accept me before everything is destroyed. All that will remain is my spirit. Everything else will be destroyed and already is, for it is about to manifest. Well, as we know, when we read the end of the book, we see that this is true. The time is now to seek me with everything that you are. With your whole mind and strength, you are to be constantly focusing on me, setting your mind on things above and not on the things on the earth. I am the only satisfaction and glory. I want to commune with you. I desire you to be one with my Son. I have already done it all, but you need to agree with me and go along with what I have already prepared. Your life is for me. Your mind, soul, spirit, and body were created for me and my glory. This world and everything in it were created for me to express my love and everything and everlasting grace. I am everything good, and there is nothing but me. Well, we know 1 Corinthians 15:27-28 says, for he put all things in subjection under his feet. But when he saith all things are put in subjection, it is evident that he is accepted who did subject all things unto him. And when all things have been subjected unto him, then shall the Son also himself be subjected to him that did subject all things unto him, that God may be all in all. So, continuing, the time is coming and already is here. I am here and I am coming. I am increasing myself in those who want me. I want you more than you know, and more than you could ever want me. I want to grow you as quickly as you will allow me. Stop thinking about and spending your time on physical things. I provide all your needs. Your spiritual needs are greater than your physical needs. Seek spiritual food, not physical. You are blessed when in my presence and praising me. Sacrificing yourself brings the greatest joy. I am life. Awaken to me. I live in you and through you. Focus on me. Remain steadfast and hold on to me until the end. I am coming and have already come. Because that's, of course, because he doesn't live in time, you see. Every second is another moment closer to eternity. Every second focused on me has an increase of me in you. Seek me. I am closer than your breath, and I desire to increase. Allow me. I know you more than you know yourself. I love you more than you can comprehend, but chose me in full. But choose me in full. I want your whole heart, your whole strength and might. Without me, you can do nothing. With me, we together can and will do all things. Above what your carnal mind can understand, choose me. Focus on me now and forever. If you don't spend your time with me now, how will you spend your time with me for eternity? If you don't serve me and do my will now, how will you serve me for eternity? I choose you and want you here with me in full, not in part. Come to me for your daily bread. Every moment that goes by that you aren't communing with me are moments missed of my increase and my spiritual blessings. Only I can satisfy your soul. Only I can make you breathe and your heart to beat. I am. Seek me now. All right, and we receive this through Debbie Finsky, 116:23, A Sudden Move of God. During our morning Zoom meeting, the Lord allowed me to see in the Spirit those whom He would call, the lowliest of people, and those addicted to every kind of sin. I could see the Spirit of the Lord suddenly coming upon them, moving in their spirits. I could discern their intense desire for God. These were dry, needy, and homeless people on the streets. Well, I believe these represent spiritually homeless people as well, you know. I could see them dropping to their knees and raising their hands to heaven with a sudden but awesome desire for Jesus to truly want to know Him. I am doing this. I am doing the work. But even my people who know my truths and are walking in my ways will see and will wonder if such persons could be touched in such a way. But I say to you, what a remnant I am bringing forth. So I warn you, I warn my people to be prepared. Be ready to receive my gift to minister to those who I will allow you to run into as you go about your business of the day. And I say, do not let their appearance stop you from being moved by my Spirit, to minister by my Spirit as I bring you face to face with them. Be alert and do the work of God. Even those affluent ones who have sat before Bible teachers hearing my word preached and receiving it with joy and walking in my ways to the best of their knowledge now will suddenly receive revelation from my Spirit that they are yet so empty and needy of the deeper truths of my word. They are going to suddenly desire more of me, and they will seek me with all their hearts, praying with earnest out of a sudden yearning desire, which I will suddenly impart to them. Well, we know, folks, in revivals in the past, sinners and self-righteous people suddenly, for no apparent reason, have been overcome with grief for their sins and cried out to God. So we're going to see a greater revival, okay? And many will find you and will truly find me through the ministry and revelation truths you have received in me through my word and are so freely giving out. Be ready, my people, for I will suddenly do a quick work. Have you not heard? The harvest is ready to be picked. Therefore, I say to you, stay prepared in me and go forth intentionally into my harvest field. Drop all things that would hinder you from being my vessels, for I have called you. And she prays, thank you, Father. Bless us all in Jesus' name to receive this word from you and to move with your spirit to bring many into your kingdom and into your eternal kingdom truths. Amen. Well, one of the things that's going to bring this to pass is what people are seeing in the world. Trouble, tribulation. They have not thought we were in the end times. God will change all that. This is, we call this Meteors Falling from the Sky. Winnie Asageda, 2:14:23. And she said, our daughter, Zoe, who is 6 years old, woke up saying she had a crazy dream. She said meteors were falling from the sky and through our ceiling. She said one fell on my lap, but I wasn't harmed because Jesus protected me. So we have been told that we are going through an area of the galaxy in which many meteors would fall to Earth, and also going through the tail of Planet X would have this effect. Okay. She also said she caught a couple in her hands and it caused her no harm either. Well, Zoe means God's life. And those who have God's life will be protected supernaturally through their faith. Amen? Yes. She doesn't really know about the things that are about to come, so I believe the Lord has been giving her dreams. Amen. That is true. So, I'm going to share this with you. It's called Our Entire Solar System is Changing Rapidly, but nobody is really talking about it. This is from Song of Ascent, 12:12:22. Strange sounds. All the major bodies of our solar system are changing rapidly, but nobody is talking about it. Well, we know historically that Planet X affects all the planets. Haggai 2 and 6 says, for thus saith the Lord of hosts, yet once it is a little while, and I will shake the heavens and the earth and the sea and the dry land. So, it goes on to say, we are in the upswing of solar cycle 25. Could it be related? Yes, of course. There's a link here you can look at. We're seeing rapid observable changes to almost every single planet. Pluto's atmosphere has recently collapsed. And there's links to all of these I'm going to mention to you. Neptune's storms have suddenly begun rotating backwards, and the planet is mysteriously cooling down. Uranus polar regions were visibly flaring. Jupiter has recently experienced a 700-degree temperature impulse originating from its northern pole, and its great red spot is fading. Mars is suddenly displaying seismic activity. Venus planetary winds have increased their velocity by 33% in the last 20 years. It goes on from there, and we've recently observed large-scale changes in the ice cover on Jupiter's moon Europa. Large-scale changes in the polar ice cap on Mars. Saturn is losing its rings. A mysterious darkening of the atmosphere of Venus. Unusual changes in the temperature and pressure of the atmosphere of Neptune, a brightening of the atmosphere of Jupiter. Here on Earth, our own magnetosphere is rapidly losing its strength as our magnetic poles continue to race away from their usual positions, wreaking havoc on animal migrations. See all the beached whales this year, as well as the spike in reports of unusual bird sightings. Things have gotten to the point where we are now updating our magnetic models yearly. And soon there will be zones of flux broken bad enough to cause real danger to flying due to constant magnetic reconnection. Our aurora are reaching levels of intensity not normally seen, with recent high-energy pink aurora being observed. The fundamental electromagnetic nature of this planet, electromagnetism, responsible for a variety of effects on life, most especially cardiac and pulmonary health in humans, is changing rapidly. Volcanic activity on our planet is currently at a record, with more and more volcanoes showing a concerning lift, erupting, or showing increases in lava flow. Every single active volcano along the Pacific Rim is showing increased activity. Mount Rainier looks ready soon. The Sisters in Oregon are showing lift. Given only one of two data points, it would be easy to discount the events as isolated and unrelated outliers with no significance. Taken together, however, the total body of evidence becomes impossible to ignore, and once the presumption is made that this information is known by our leaders, pretty much explains the motivations for their actions. Everything is changing. Nobody is telling you. In fact, they built us a world where these questions are taboo, where every answer leads you away from the glaring obvious truth. William Casey, former director of the CIA, upon being asked what the goal of the agency was in 1981, said, "We'll know our disinformation program is complete when everything the American public believes is false." We are in the upswing of solar cycle 25. All planets are connected to the sun. In other words, by what NASA calls magnetic flux ropes, stable energetic connections exchange energy in the form of a charged particle stream. These transfer energy and charged material to the planets and drive their rotation. Because the planet's rotation is tied to this inductive transfer, it is highly likely that during the most pronounced moment of a magnetic pole excursion, the Earth would stop its rotation. This sounds like crazy talk until you read historical accounts of the sun rising in the wrong place. And there's an earthquake core relation video here I'm going to post. And this one addresses both, that is, earthquakes and core changes. This could have bearing on the big quakes that are coming, they say. Amen. I believe it. TerraWatch says this: why has the Earth's spinning inner core slowed down? Kate Ravelis, 2/22/23. Earth's inner core appears to have stopped spinning faster than its mantle. New measurements suggest that the rotation of the inner core has slowed in recent decades and is now about to reverse direction, spinning more slowly than the mantle. The finding helps to explain recent changes in Earth's magnetic field and the length of day. The Earth's solid inner core is contained within the liquid outer core, enabling it to rotate differently from the Earth itself. Its spin is driven by the magnetic field generated in the outer core and balanced by gravitational effects within Earth's mantle. And I'll put a link here too. By analyzing earthquake seismic waves that have passed through the inner core, researchers were able to calculate how the spin of the inner core has changed since the 1960s. They found that seismic waves have tended to follow a very similar path since about 2009, suggesting that the inner core rotation has paused. The data showed something similar occurred in the early 1970s, indicating that the inner core appears to change in a similar way every few decades. The new finding, which is published in Nature Geoscience, is helping scientists to better understand the interaction between different layers of the Earth and the impact that processes deep inside the Earth can have on the surface, including the gradual increase in length of day, adding a fraction of a millisecond each year since 2020. Nick Ogasa, on January 23, 2023, said this: "We see strong evidence that the inner core has been rotating faster than the surface, but by around 2009, it nearly stopped," says geophysicist Xiao Dong Song of Peking University in Beijing. "Now it is gradually moving in the opposite direction." Oh. Now this is was sent to us by Missy, and she said, "Uniform depth earthquakes unnatural." Yes. Most of the earthquakes in the photo below are unconfirmed, and that's because they're probably not earthquakes. Okay. 10 kilometers deep. How could they all be 10 kilometers deep? They're in a row going across the country. Okay. And Dutch Sense isn't showing most of them in his reports that I've seen. Well, I'm just going to say, if they're all 10 kilometers and they're all in a row and they are not natural earthquakes, but to prepare for earthquakes, I'll try to explain that in a minute. I'm looking at the map here, and they go all the way down what we would call the New York-Alabama anomaly, or fault line, okay, going from the northeast of the country down to the Gulf, okay. So this is the New York-Alabama fault, where Sandy and others dreamed the earthquakes would start crossing America. All of these being uniformly 10 kilometers deep show that they are not natural earthquakes, but the deep state is attempting to make that fault fail. Over by Charlie's house, which we know in the eastern, where there is an eastern fault, was being bombed one night. He and his sister went out there and watched it to make sure that it fails when the time comes. And by that, and by fracking, they are preparing to cause quakes to go where they want them to go. Turkey and Syria lost tens of thousands so far from the tectonic weapons of the deep state. It is started. The earth plates are ultimately being moved by God. The Lord told Ken Dewey, "I am shaking many things and moving things in the ground around, rearranging them. Many changes will come suddenly. Get ready, for the time of my great miracles are come, and many will move to do exploits for me." Well, the Lord is coming for the bride as this earthquake war proceeds. Amen. The alliance under Trump repatriated the stolen gold and returned it to the nations, and the deep state wants it back. According to Operation Disclosure, the Khazarian Mafia has been reduced to threatening use of earthquake weapons to force countries to hand over their gold. By the way, they stole it. So it was repatriated and returned to these countries, and now they want it back, and they're planning earthquakes to do that. So Indonesian authorities tell us that they are being told to hand over gold and other natural resources, or a very large earthquake will occur later this month. That's this month. Okay. The threats came from the Dutch embassy in Jakarta, and it was passed on to a high-level official in the Ministry of Foreign Affairs of Indonesia in Jakarta. Indonesian intelligence sources say. Okay, this came, we got this from Marie Kelton, 2/13/23. Washington Monument crumbles. I had a vision of it being cloudy and foggy around the water that is by the Washington Monument. And all of a sudden, the vision zoomed in above the water towards the monument. And then the ground shook like an earthquake had happened, and the Washington Monument cracked in the middle, and the top half fell over. I saw this multiple times. That means it's going to come to pass, according to Joseph in the Bible, right? And this is the New York, Alabama fault that we were speaking of, the Eastern fault that we believe starts it all. It's going to go all the way across the country. Okay, this is the UAE deal, earthquake sign. This came from Michelle Rogers, 10/23/20. On January the 28th, 2020, President Trump held a news conference in D.C. with Netanyahu, in which the UAE deal was announced. The announcement included plans to give over more territory to the Palestinians, provided they met certain conditions. Well, you know what this causes, right? So just about 2 hours later, a 7.7 earthquake struck in the Caribbean and was felt all the way to Miami, Florida, where Trump has his famous Mar-a-Lago resort. The quake was so strong that it shook the city to the point that people had to evacuate high-rise buildings. I felt in my spirit that the 7.7 quake corresponded to Isaiah 7:7. Thus saith the Lord, it shall not stand, neither shall it come to pass. So that is, of course, speaking of this dividing of the nation of Israel, which is, by the way, a sign of the dividing of spiritual New Testament Israel. Okay. Okay, here's one that was given to Taryn Ezell, 2/20/23, and it was called Tennessee Cracked in Half. I dreamed I was sitting in the car looking out the window as we were driving. I was asking the Lord when these things should be regarding the tribulation because of what was going on at the Asbury Revival. I was praying as we drove to Cracker Barrel. When we got to Cracker Barrel and went inside, a huge earthquake happened while we were sitting there. I knew in the dream that this was the beginning of the days foretold, days that would have to be shortened to save the elect. I realized that Cracker Barrel had been moved by the quake, all the way to downtown Maryville. I saw a huge, gaping crack, miles wide in width, and smoke smoldering. There was damage everywhere. The look on people's faces was that of horror. I tried to call Matt, and we talked briefly. Then I called my dad, and he said he'd heard about it, but nothing had happened where he was yet. I was given the knowledge that more were coming. More earthquakes would break the U.S., and the world apart. Yes, we've reported on these from the Lord many years now, and they're going to go across this country from the Eastern Fault to the New Madrid, and then back to this Tennessee area fault lines, and at the same time go all the way to the West Coast. Okay. So destruction was everywhere in my location from just one earthquake. It had cracked Tennessee in half, and then I woke up. Well, at least two fault lines, one on both sides of the Tennessee Valley, will separate Tennessee. In our dreams, it will be like a boat-shaped piece of land in the water. And we're in the middle of the boat. Cutting off the flesh brings earthquakes. This was given to Marie Kelton, 8-1-22. I dreamed that I was at Amber's house. I was telling a few people that were there about an earthquake that happened. I was telling them about the fault line, but I couldn't remember what it was called. So I grabbed a math book from off of Amber's bookshelf, and I looked it up. It said that the fault line was called stratosphere. Well, in the natural, there is no fault line, I don't believe, that's called stratosphere, unless it's a minor one that we don't know anything about. But the stratosphere, of course, is that area above the earth where planes fly and so on and so forth, you know. And by the way, they can do a lot of damage from those planes in the stratosphere. Yes, they can. The dream changed, and this time I was standing in an open area on the grass. Well, the grass represents the flesh, according to 1 Peter 1:24, for all flesh is as grass, and all the glory thereof as the flower of grass. The grass withereth, the flower falleth. I was cutting ham with a meat slicer that I use at work. And I believe it could be representing cutting off the unclean flesh. I was talking to a person, and I was telling them that I was afraid to cut the meat because I thought it would start the earthquake. Well, does that mean that there will be a cutting of the flesh, a cutting off of the flesh through these earthquakes? And that that's the reason that they're coming? I believe so. We must, of course, cast down our fears of death to self and cut off our flesh, right? The earthquakes are coming regardless, and we need God's divine protection. She went on to say, I knew in the dream that the area I was in would be the last place the earthquake would hit, and then I woke up. All right, Matthew 24:6-7 says this, and you shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you be not troubled, for these things must needs come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and earthquakes in divers places. Yes, indeed. And these earthquakes will inevitably cause tsunamis around the globe, too. Amen. Well, God is in control. God knows what we need, and he's working all things together for our good. Do you believe it? Amen. Our God is a consuming fire. He is faithful to do what is necessary to cause his sons and daughters to grow up in him and come out of the world. Amen. Okay, here's a gigantic wave coming. Samuel 5:2, 22, 23. A gigantic wave coming. I saw Tiana, myself, and many other UBM brethren standing together on the beach as a group. Well, Abraham's seed are as the sands of the sea, right? And behind us, spread all around, were a large crowd of different people that I didn't know. The place was completely full. I saw from afar a gigantic wave coming. The wave was about 42 stories high. Okay, so the beast will persecute the saints for 42 months. Revelation 13, 4 to 5. And they worshiped the dragon because he gave his authority unto the beast. Okay, the dragon, of course, is the beast of the first 3.5 years, and the nondescript beast here is the second 3.5 years. And they worshiped the beast, saying, "Who is like unto the beast? Who is able to war with him?" And there was given to him a mouth speaking great things and blasphemies. And there was given to him authority to continue 42 months. So this 42 could represent, and this high wave could represent, a persecution coming against the saints. All the people that I didn't know began freaking out. Some were screaming and crying, and others were trying to run away. All those people were so scared and shocked. All of the UBM brethren were so joyful and excited for this wave to come. It was as if we had all been waiting for this wave. Well, you might say, that's weird. No, it's not. You know, for us, this wave will bring victory for the kingdom of God, in that it will separate the tares from the wheat, which will shine forth in the kingdom of their Father, right? Matthew 13, 40 through 43. As therefore the tares are gathered up and burned with fire, so shall it be in the end of the world. The Son of Man shall send forth his angels, and they shall gather out of his kingdom. We've been watching this. All that cause stumbling and them that do iniquity. And 42, here's that number again, and shall cast them into the furnace of fire. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Well, notice what comes at the end of the verse 42, as in 42 months. Okay, 43. Then shall the righteous shine forth as the sun in the kingdom of their Father. He that hath ears, let him hear. See, so it would be time to celebrate. We're getting close. So for those who are dead to self, there's no fear of the beast. The end of this 42 months is the coming of the Lord for his saints. Some of the crowd kept trying to run away to save themselves, presumably from the beast and his plan, you know. A few others fell on their knees in repentance, crying to God because they knew they couldn't save themselves or do anything. Yes, because complete control over the world is handed over to the beast for a period of time to bring the saints to their crucifixion, as throughout all history God has done. So God will bring repentance through judgment to his elect, right? As the wave came, the brethren had special equipment for the water, and they had experience and had been trained to ride the wave. So they were prepared and knew exactly what to do. When the wave came, we were gently lifted up, and we just surfed the wave, riding it, and some were just walking on the water. Amen. Spiritually speaking, of course, and no doubt that God will do anything, including physically walking on the water in these coming days. Okay. 1 Thessalonians 4 and 13 says, "For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we that are alive and that are left unto the coming of the Lord shall in no wise precede them that are fallen asleep." There will be those who live through all of this, right? The last enemy to be overcome, of course, is death, meaning you overcome the first enemies that you come to, like the beast and the harlot and so on and false prophets and so on and so forth. And then you can overcome death, right? So everyone else was wiped out from the wave, but us brethren were all calm and having a fun and had a great time. Well, Psalm 37, 18 through 20. The Lord knoweth the days of the perfect, and their inheritance shall be forever. They shall not be put to shame in the time of evil, and in the days of famine they shall be satisfied. But the wicked shall perish, and the enemies of the Lord shall be as the fat of lambs. They shall consume, in smoke shall they consume away. So this is two visions of a wave of destruction given to Marie Kelton, 2:17-23. Vision number one. During our evening meeting, I had a vision of a city with a few tall buildings in it. There were white cars that were parked in the city, representing the vessels of the righteous who are in the rest. Right? They were parked, so they were resting. I then saw a huge wave come in from the right and flood the city. Well, we know judgment begins in the house of God, and then the wicked are judged, as we will see. 1 Peter 4:17 says, "For the time has come for judgment to begin at the house of God. And if it begin first at us, what shall be the end of them that obey not the gospel of God?" Amen. Vision number two. Later on in the meeting, I had another vision of people in a city. The people were trying to run away from a huge wave of water that was coming towards them. Fat chance, right? Well, God is going to give his people a 3-year grace period during these times to work in revival for his people and kingdom, and all provision will be given. Amen. And this is also Samuel 5, 11, 26, 22. Christ, the only sure foundation. A prophetic word. My presence will manifest the provision and care for you to work and to sow for my kingdom. Be prepared as you can feel the quickening and the power to flow all over. Sensitivity to me allows much of an increase and anointing. Keep in the faith and remain vigilant to speak out the word and truth. Crush the lies and enemy and keep cutting off the world and the carnal. And remain separate in sanctification. The foundation is Christ, being rooted and deep without any form or function of doubt or weakness, strong and zealous, with fervent love to me. Have everything on the complete and clean foundation of my word. Take hold and do not let yourself be moved by any distraction. Those who are stronger and solidified in me and my son and in the power of my word can then be revealed and grow with the manifestation of the hidden manna. This amazing and wonderful and exciting treasure will be like finding a rare and precious gem that anything that has been encountered before. As such a treasure, you would be diligent to share or speak, as everything would come from me. Pray as I know of your desires and delight in me, but pray that you cannot lose your hold on the perfect, clear, and strong foundation of my word. All and everything you have hidden and done for me shall be openly honored and given back to me, not by works or by boasting, but to do so without seeking any fame or recognition. When you offer and uplift me in everything, I accept and reward it before the next thought. Think on the spiritual aspect of the creation I made for you. I am, and you are, and we are already together. I saw how there is a spiritual meaning to the existence we know. The vessels, the earth, and all the darkness is like a journey through the maze, Samuel said, to find a way to the exit, like a type of game to get closer and walk with our Father. We encounter and experience more and grow deeper and more advanced in our trials, yet the whole time and until eternity, it is as though the Almighty Father had already laid it out before we existed. His delight is this constant relationship. He desires to work through all of our lives. Debbie Finsky received this word on 2/10/23. I have them in my hands. You are on the right path, my children, this straight and narrow path. You must consign yourselves to remaining on this path. Keep your mind and your eyes and your feet always going forward in me. You must not deviate from this path, neither to the left or to the right. Even as I have chosen you, so you have chosen me when you walk this path. This path is a high priority walk of sanctification. This, my children, is my great divide. Your walk of total sanctification from this world has you entering my great set apart high calling. My grace is and will always be sufficient for you. My grace keeps you desiring to press on into me and into the eternal truths and glorious wonders that lie ahead of you. I sovereignly am taking away from you all burdens, worry, fear, and constant wondering about those you love who are on the other side. I say to you that you need not worry or be bothered about them, as I have them in my hands. My light will be shining on them as I bring them along the path set for them. Many will also walk my straight and narrow path that I will set before them. They will desire more of me through my word. They will desire my ways and my will and how to cross my great divide and onto the path of total sanctification. They will understand. Many will not know how to receive my divine truths, but my grace will enable them to walk in what they know. They too are in my hands. So, my children, rejoice in your faithful one, for it will all be good. I have not and will not reject your prayers. By faith, know that these have chosen me, and they will not be without my mercy. As you know, the present evil will become so much worse, great evil and darkness, but all who are mine are in my hands, no matter what befalls them. Some to martyrdom, some I will take up to me, that they escape the sting of death. Stay on course, stay strong in your faith, and in your trust in me, and my words to you, which will always be your shield and your protection. Good words, all of them. Thank you, Father, for encouraging the saints to trust in you and continue walking forward, and also to concentrate on sanctification. This is most important now because God is going to use and he's going to protect those who are sanctified. Father, we praise you We thank you that you're going to finish the good work you started in us. We believe it. We see the end from the beginning. We know that Jesus made reconciliation and that he became an exchange for our life, his life for our life. And now we have his life. It's been given, and we receive it by faith. And we see Jesus in the mirror, 2 Corinthians 3:18. And we know we're transformed into that same image because of that faith of seeing the end from the beginning and seeing Jesus in the mirror. We don't live anymore. Christ lives in us. And because of our faith and our good confession in the sight of many witnesses, the Lord himself will bring it to pass. Thank you, Lord, for these exhortations. Help the brethren to study these and also take the warnings that we've received and to study these and to seek first your kingdom and your righteousness in these days. We have no time for anything else. Many of the things that are physical will not be here. Anything that can be shaken will be shaken, so that those things that cannot be shaken will remain. And we know that that's the kingdom. Ultimately, there won't be a kingdom of this world. It will be the kingdom of our Lord and of his Christ. And thank you so much, Father, for what you're doing. Thank you for showing us these wonderful things that you promise, that you're always with us. You're always protecting us and always blessing us as we walk by faith in you. And we are coming more and more into the image of Jesus Christ. What an exciting thing that'll happen in these days. It'll be fully manifest in these days. Jesus will walk the earth again in these bodies. Christ in you, the hope of glory. Lord, we're looking forward to that. We want to see the work of Jesus go on around the world. And that is meaning that, of course, you will be in the people of God doing this great work and bringing in this great harvest before the end. Thank you, Father, for the harvest. We can see that it's actually already begun. We're excited about what we're seeing going on around the world of people coming to the Lord. They're seeing that, oh, we are in the end times. Look and look and look. Yes, God is manifesting it to many people that they can see the very height of wickedness. They can see that Satan is in the earth and very evil and very wicked and willing to kill everyone that he is possibly able to through his emissaries. So, Father, we thank you, Lord. It is a very dangerous place. Danger is, of course, a point of view, okay? But there is no danger to those that walk in the Lord, even if you change kingdoms, even if you leave this one and enter fully into God's kingdom, there's no danger. The precious in the sight of the Lord are the death is the best death of his saints. So praise God. You know, we can't lose. We really can't. We need to continue to walk and abide in him so that we continue to grow in him to 30, 60, and 100-fold fruit. And we can't lose if we do this. However, we know also in the parable of the sower that 3 out of 4 who at first received the word fell away. And yes, they did lose their salvation. Well, Father, some people don't believe that because they want to only believe the things that makes their flesh comfortable, but their spirit man knows better. And Father, we ask that you open the eyes of your people who are blinded. Multitudes of so-called Christians are going to take the mark of the beast in a very short period of time because they think they cannot be lost, because they have not read the scripture for themselves to find out that that is a lie. And Father, we thank you so much for opening the eyes of your people. And we praise you, Lord, for getting the word out. We thank you for the wonderful support you give to us in order to get the word out to multitudes. We're reaching out right now to multitudes of people. We praise you and we thank you, Lord, that you will supply our every need according to your riches and glory. Praise be to God. And so that multitudes can come into the kingdom. Glory be to God. Lord, we love you and we praise you. We want to live in you. Draw us so we will run after you. Work in us to will and to do of your good pleasure. Lord, we praise you and we thank you. We know that this is what salvation is all about. That because of our faith in you and our confessing of you, you will work in us your desires, your will, and change us into your image. Thank you so much, Father. We are so looking forward to this. As a matter of fact, we see the end from the beginning, and we call it done. Jesus said, all things whatsoever you pray and ask for, believe you received them. That's right, it's past tense. And you shall have them. So, believe we received is past tense because we received it at the cross. It's already done. And it's just a matter of us reaching out and taking these wonderful gifts by faith. They are ours. They were given to us and provided for us through the reconciliation of Christ. Reconciliation means exchange, by the way, an exchange of his life for ours. It's done. It's finished. It's only thing left is for us to take this gift by faith and walk with it and confess it. Amen. All right, saints, thank you so much for joining us today. God bless you and keep you. Amen. Good night, saints.